आ रही है डकार।
Welcome to my food podcast, Dakar. I am Gitanjali. Hoping you guys enjoyed a loud burp after listening to my first podcast last week. So by now, you must have been aware that food is what I talk, food is what I earn, and of course, food is what I eat. तो इसी बात पर एक पहेली पूछती हूँ. Why did the cucumber need a lawyer? सोचो. Because it was in a pickle. Okay, I know it was a bad one, but one more. Come on, one more. Why doesn't a pickle like to travel? Come on, yeah, it's not that lame. Because it's a jarring experience. Okay, guys, relax, don't go, I'm stopping this right here. You guys must be thinking that I'm quite pickle-minded today. But not really. It's because today we're gonna talk about something jiske bina khana adhura hai, boss. It's our very own sadiyo purana backup plan when it's a no-good food day at home. Available in all seasons and in a vast variety. Yes, my dear friends, I am talking about apna achar pickles. Also in our segment Pet Puja Gyan Bhandar, we will talk to this young pretty professional passionate about starting her own pickle brand. वैसे सुना है हाल ही में न्यूयॉर्क में एक डेडिकेटेड पिकल रेस्टोरेंट खुला है विच सर्व्स ऑल थिंग्स पिकल. Where you'll get a taste of the vinegar-soaked food. Since it's a takeaway joint and a perfect place to grab a lunch, so guys, don't forget to pop a mint after this sour and garlicky tangy treat. But agar girlfriend ko pickly taste kuch zyada hi pasand hai, to I saw this weird thing at an airport. No, you'll never be able to guess this. A pickle lip balm. I'm serious. Par aakir hota kya hai ye achar? Pickling एक प्रोसेस होता है ऑफ प्रिजर्विंग और एक्सपैंडिंग अ लाइफ स्पैन ऑफ फूड बाय ईदर फर्मेंटिंग और इमर्जन इन विनेगर, जिसका रिजल्ट होता है पिकल. ये फूड का टेक्सचर और फ्लेवर दोनों बदल देता है. ऑयल एंड विनेगर आर मोस्टली यूज्ड एज पिकलिंग मीडियम्स एंड जनरली वेजिटेबल मीट फ्रूट्स एटसेट्रा आर पिकल्ड. इट्स सफिशिएंट टू किल मोस्ट बैक्टीरियाज एंड प्रिजर्व पेरिशेबल फूड फॉर मंथ्स. In the 19th century, when there was nothing called processed food, while leaving for war, men used to carry pickle to eat with chapatis so that it can last for few months. Throughout history, pickling was a necessity as it was the best way to preserve food for a long period of time. In fact, it was one of the earliest mobile foods. Pickles filled the stomachs of hungry sailors and travelers while also providing families with a source of food during the cold winter months. Pickles have endless variety. They can be sweet, sour, salty, tangy, hot and all of above. Hamein lagta tha ye achar sirf India mein itne mashhoor hai. But when the English arrived in the New World, they brought their method for creating sweet pickles with vinegar, sugar and spice syrup. Eastern European introduced various forms of lacto-fermented cabbage known as sauerkraut. The French served tiny spiced pungent cheeses. Middle East to bilkul hamari tarah pickles ko serve karte hain with every meal. From peppers to olives to lemons. Russian pickled tomatoes among other things. Koreans ki apni kimchi. The Japanese pickle plums and Italian pickle eggplants and peppers. Each area of the world has its own beloved variety of pickle because tradition of pickling developed a solution to the problems of food scarcity and seasonality of produce. Perhaps that is why nearly every culture in the world has a tradition of preserve and pickles. Although the techniques of pickling is believed to have originated from India, whichever part of this country you might hail from, pickle is likely to have been a part of your earliest food memories, aren't they? As an incentive to make the most classic simple combination of dal and rice seem more appetizing, or as a delicious addition capable of weathering long train journeys. Yaad hai jab dabbe khulte the train mein aur wo jo smell aati thi, achar ki sabse pehle aati thi, hai na? Gujarat sweet chunda mango pickle has so little in common with a hot avakaya pickle from Andhra Pradesh that it's really hard to believe ki ye dono ek hi fruit ke hain. Every state in India has their own local flavor speciality of pickle, may that be veg or non-veg, sweet or sour. While there are certain precautions need to be taken for a pickle to mature and stay fresh for several years, Most importantly, moisture is intolerant to pickles. Even the slightest amount of moisture at the time of bottling and even after the pickle is mature can invite mold to form on its surface. Hence, all vegetables and fruits are methodically dried before they are cured with salt. It's also why most Indian pickles are traditionally made in the dry months of summers when humidity is low and adequate sunlight is available. Yaad hai wo garmiyon ki chuttiyan. Although most pickles can be kept for years if they are stored in the right condition, there are some that just keep getting better with age. The best known of these is the aged Punjabi pickle made with whole limes, popularly called Kala Nibu Ka Achar or Kala Kagzi Nibu. The pickle requires no oil, simply ample sunshine. So for people who control their cravings when dieting just because of that tripping oil, this one's for you. To agli bar jab dhabe jao, to yaad rakhna ye neebu ka achar. There's so much about pickles to tell you guys. But for now, let's move on to our next segment and ek achar ki instant recipe sun lete hain.
Pet puja, kyan bhandar.
So I have with me a new age recipe blogger, Globetrotter, a close friend, soon stepping into the world of pickles. Prashasti Singh, very fondly known as Pihu in our circles, she has never missed an opportunity by making her own experiments on us, fortunately by making us taste some amazing non-veg pickles. After a lot of boost, she's planning to expand her vision and here I am welcoming my friend on my show, Dakar. Pihu, after meeting you, the first thing which pops up in my mind is ki achar hamesha se you know nani ya dadi ka banaya hua khaya hai. You are too young and making pickles. Matlab lagta hai it's totally out of passion. So what is your fond memory and favorite pickle that lead you this way?
Thanks for that introduction, Gitanjali. So one of my memory which is still fresh and I love the most is sitting with my grandmother in a rose garden and selecting the right type of ripe of the vegetable and getting these beautiful vegetables cut in right size and then coming back home and preparing it with her. Although puri and achar used to be, I guess, every mother's favorite tiffin to school, and I just relished that, and I think that's my favorite memory for a pickle. I am fortunate enough to have roots and exposures to a lot of different regions of India, like UP, MP, Rajasthan, Bihar, Andhra, and now Maharashtra. And by far, my favorite pickle are three, I guess. Bharwa Lal Mirch Ka Achar, Kathal Ka Achar, and a Kher Sangri Ka Achar from Rajasthan.
Wow, I'm salivating hearing Rajasthani Achar. Pihu, you need to pack some for me before I leave. Achha, one thing which I am very eager to ask you is, pehle aur aaj ke zamane ke pickles mein kya fark hai, both in terms of flavors and techniques?
Pehle ke zamane mein ta commercialization nahi tha of pickle, I would say. Har ghar ke achar ka swaad alag hota tha. I guess all this difference started because of bigger cities. For example, in Mumbai, we have space crunch. We don't have terraces where we can just keep our achar and let it dry for a long time. See, what's the basic process of making achar? You keep your vegetables out in sun, let it dry. You keep your vessels out in sun, let it sterilize, let it dry out. You put all these ingredients together, fill the burni, keep it out in sun and let it slowly fermentize. This takes around 15 to 20 days. Aajkal time nahi hai logo ke paas itna. People want instant job. So they take ready-made achar ready pick mangoes, achar ready burnies. You know, you don't do it back at home. Hence, the shelf life reduces. Taste obviously differs.
Most definitely. Since we are into an instant culture, can you suggest any instant recipe of pickle that needs no time?
See, if we need to make any good Indian pickle, it needs time to ferment. But who said pickling is restricted to India? Kimchi is a kind of Korean pickle, which is a really quick recipe, I can tell you. So you just take chopped cabbage, keep in salt for half hour, wash thoroughly. Meanwhile, make a paste of ginger, garlic, red chili, and say 3 to 4 tablespoons of fish sauce, depending on your taste of umami requirement. Combine cabbage and this paste. Let it ferment for 1 to 5 days. See, 1 is minimum, 5 days is like the best taste. And then you can relish it with a jasmine rice and a fresh stir-fried tofu. The taste obviously differs.
I love that not so achari but achari kimchi taste. Although never tried it at home, but will do that now. In fact, I love that crunchy cabbage more as it tastes fresh, you know. But moving on, as we've been seeing a lot of food experiments lately, do you know any of the experiment in pickle, like any vegetable, meat or fruit that we can never think of as a pickle but it
is, it does exist and we don't know about it.
So in one of my trip to Northeast, I tried this different pickle, a bamboo pickle, which is obviously not an experiment, but a heritage of their region and different to taste. Also in Tamil Nadu, they use a curd as a pickle agent. Instead of using a vinegar or a salt, their pickles are made in curd. That's also very unique and different. A different experiment which I saw was in Brooklyn, a watermelon pickle. But I didn't try it, so I can't comment on it right now.
Thank you so much, Pihu, for giving us a not so common insight about the very common pickle. And before you leave, guys, let me tell you that Pihu is about to start her pickle brand, which is called Chika Char, and I find the name very, very fancy. So, Pihu, ye idea kahan se aaya hai?
Thank you. Chikcha does sound a little fancy. But remember, in past, there was this myth that you can't eat achar while you are on your chumps. This one is for all you chicks. You can eat it whenever you feel like eating.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. iPhone users, please, please subscribe Dakar and rate it on iTunes. Rest of you can catch up at Audio Boom. My Instagram is full of food pictures for you to get an instant Dakar, and my handle is Dakar123. Do not miss me next week, since I'm going to talk about some winter food. Until then, have a fantastic week.